I'm going to read to us this morning from Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to read from verse 4 through to 14. Feel free to follow along if you've got your Bible with you. Maybe you got a new Bible for Christmas. Great if you did. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Wow. The shepherds are in the field minding their own business, and the angel appears to them. And the angel announces three things that are the most amazing good news for you and for I today, as much as it was for the shepherds then. The first thing that the angel announces in verse 11 is this: a Savior has been born. A Savior has been born. Jesus is the Savior, and he was called Savior because that's what his name means. Jesus means he will save their people from their sins. You'll remember in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, when the angel appears to Joseph, he says to Joseph, "Take Mary as your wife. The child within her is born of the Holy Spirit, and you will call him Jesus." Why? "For he will save his people from their sins." Jesus, the Savior, is born. It's the first thing the angel announces. The Savior is born. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "When you were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins." The first bit of good news from the angel is a Savior is born to you. He saves us from our sins. It's the most amazing good news. The second bit of good news that the angel brings is this: he is the Messiah, the Lord. That Jesus is that long-awaited Messiah of Israel, come to save their people from their sins. But he's not just going to be Israel's Messiah. He is Messiah for each and every one of us. The Christ, the Savior, the one who came to save us from our sins, who on the cross paid the price so that you and I can have life eternally. Colossians 2, verse 9 says, "For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form." You see, the amazing bit of good news that the angel announces in this phrase, that he is the Messiah, is this: that Jesus, born of a baby, is God in human form. That God left the comfort of heaven to come among us. So the first bit of good news is a Savior has been born, the one who will save their people from their sins. The second is that he is the Messiah, the whole of the Godhead, but in human form here with us. And the third bit of good news is the most incredible bit of all. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths. Isn't this amazing? A Savior has been born, the one who will save us from our sins. The Messiah, God in human form, is here, and you can find him. You can find him. You and I can find him just as he, through the cross, has found us. This news that the angel brings is absolutely amazing news, that we can find him. Romans 10, 13 says, "All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." When we call upon him, when we find him, when we put our hope and our trust in him, we have the promise of eternal life. Why? Because first thing the angel says, he's the savior who will save us from our sins. Secondly, that he is the Messiah, that he is God in human form. And thirdly, that we can find him. It's an amazing thing. And then the angels explode into a song of praise. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace on whom those his favor rests. This is an amazing picture, really, that points to the cross, isn't it? Glory to God on high, who came down to us, and peace upon all whom his favor rests. God came from highest heaven to lowest earth. It's a vertical thing. And glory to God, raising on high. But peace upon those on whom his favor rests is horizontal. That's for us. This is a picture of the cross that we see in here. The angels burst into song, glory to God in highest heaven. You know, the glory of God is unending. The praise of God in heaven is unending. It will always be. And when we put our trust in Jesus, we will one day join the everlasting song of praise. And it's all because Jesus was first born as a baby. The glory of God will always be. And on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. The coming of Jesus offers God's peace and favor to everyone. But it's for those who choose to put their trust in him that God's favor will rest. Last week, I discovered what it means to have favor rest upon you. I was sat in Petrichor, a little cafe behind here, having a cup of coffee with my friend Jeff, who many of you will know. He says happy Christmas to all of you, by the way. And we're sat there having a cup of coffee, and in comes a boxer dog. You know, the big, fat, stumpy ones. And we're sat there having our cup of coffee, and Jeff's facing the cafe. I'm facing the wall. So I'm aware that the dog has come in with somebody, but I can't see what's happening. And then all of a sudden, this big, fat, slobbery dog, they waddle, don't they, boxers? It waddles over to me. And it comes, and it looks at Jeff, and I think Jeff's a dog person. This is fine. It sniffs him, and then it turns around and looks at me. I am not a dog person. And it comes over to me, and it comes right up to the side of my leg, and it rests its chin on my leg. Guess what its name was? Favor. It wasn't, that's a lie. It wasn't. It was called Murphy. It rests its chin on my leg. And Jeff sat opposite me, and he's just indifferent. He's just indifferent about it. I am there, and I'm ignoring the dog in the hope that it will ignore me and go away. But secretly, I'm wishing the dog wasn't there. And then its owner calls, and the dog lifts its head off me, and it goes. The angel says, on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. The coming of Jesus brings the favor of God to rest upon every single one of us. But we can respond in the same three ways as what happened with that dog whose favor rested upon me. We can be indifferent. We can be aware that Jesus came. We can be aware of him. We can know the stories of Jesus. But we can simply be indifferent, not be bothered. Or we can be second, like me, with the dog, ignoring the fact that God exists, maybe even wishing God didn't exist, maybe choosing to just believe, well, God doesn't exist. Or we can be in the third category, like the owner of the dog, who called the dog's name, and the dog turned and came. Where are you today? God's favor rests upon you. His peace is available for all. Are you indifferent today? Have you just been coasting along in the awareness that there is a God? Maybe you've been in church many years, but you're just indifferent. Or maybe you're here and actually you've never believed in God. You're ignoring him. Maybe wishing he didn't exist or believing that he doesn't exist. I want to tell you the truth that God does exist, and Jesus coming to this earth shows us that very fact as he came in human form. Or today, are you going to make the choice to call his name? For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And when we call upon the name of Jesus, he turns and he welcomes us. Just one last little thing about the dog. So I said that the dog had rested its chin on me and it was one of those boxer dogs. Well, the dog got up when its owner called and it turned around and it went back to its owner the other side of the cafe. I came back here and I walked in and said hello to Ruth in our office, and I looked down and I noticed down my leg was a trail of white dog drool. You see, when God's favor rests upon you, it leaves a lasting impression. Maybe you've heard the stories of God. Maybe you've been in church every Christmas. Maybe you have been around church all your life. God leaves a lasting impression. We can't be indifferent toward him. We cannot ignore him. We are to call upon his name, because when we call upon our name, he looks to us and he saves us. And it's all because he first came. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. The coming of Jesus shows the peace and favor of God comes to rest upon each and every one of you. Are you indifferent to that today? Have you been ignoring that truth? Or today are you going to call upon his name, that his lasting impression will be with you, not just in this life, but for the whole of eternity? Let's take a moment to pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came to this earth. And you came in humble circumstances, yet announced by angel song. And as the angels gave glory to God, so today we join them in giving glory to God. And we thank you for your peace that comes to all on earth upon whom your favor rests. Lord, where we've been indifferent, we pray for your forgiveness. May we join the song of everlasting praise once again. Lord, if there's anyone here today who has chosen to ignore you or wish you weren't here, Lord, I pray that today would be the day they call upon your name. And Lord, for those of us who have called upon your name, we thank you for that lasting impression you leave on us. Thank you that we are forever changed in this life and that we have the promise of eternal life because Jesus first came as a baby. He died and rose again. And we give you all the praise and the honor today. Amen.